Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we want to wish everyone out there a happy 4th of July. Hopefully you are enjoying barbecue and hamburgers and hot dogs and, for Alex, salad, spinach, kale.
Seaweed.
Yes, all that stuff. Now let's get back to the good stuff. French fries, potato chips, potato salad, soda pop, all of that stuff. I just hope you're having a great 4th. Now, I, for one, have been working my tail off. I was on today, first things first, bright and early, 7:30 Eastern time, 4:30 Pacific. But you know, I put in that work, folks. I apparently upset some folks up in Toronto, Canada,
because I said I didn't think KD would want to go there. And I said, historically, they've had trouble keeping African-American superstars. And they have. Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, Chris Bosh, Kawhi Leonard all bolted. You kept DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. They're not superstars, though. Good players, though. But they're upset. Look, Toronto's a great city. I love visiting it. I'm going to keep it live. I wouldn't want to live there. All right? I'm just letting y'all know. So if that upsets you, sorry, but the truth is the truth. But anyway, it is a great city. Hey, if you get KD, I'm not going to be mad at you. Think you'd be a great team. But if I'm the Nets, you better be sending back Scottie Barnes. You better be sending back Scottie Barnes. All right, that's another topic for another day, though. Rob Parker, you're probably wondering, where in the world is Rob Parker at? Well, he's here. He is here. He's just having trouble. You know, he's on his national tour. He's going to be traveling like the next 3 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks. And he's in New York, but having some trouble connecting. So hopefully he'll be able to join us in 30 minutes or so. But until then, I'm going to bring that heat. I'm going to bring that fire. I'm going to bring that funk as we talk about NBA free agency, trade requests, and the like. Let me welcome in the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on a Magic City Monday. Alex, with Rob gone, or at least not here yet, I need you to really bring it for Magic Easy. City Monday. Like some new stuff.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I mean, you be playing that old same old Magic City Monday song. I want some new fun. I'm just saying. You know, I challenge you. Constructive criticism, my man.
No, it's all good. See, I even told you, too. I was like, hey, you know that Rob's not here. If you actually need somebody that can actually punch back rather than Vanilla Husky and Wrongster, I got you, bro.
Oh, shots fired. I hope Vanilla Child ain't listening.
Hi, Husky, Vanilla.
Whatever it is. We got Ryan Bershinger producing. Now, Rob G, of course, is off with his family.
Company man.
And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSega.
Hey,
all right,
Steve.
Let me get into the topic du jour. And over the weekend, now we know Kevin Durant, several days ago, made his trade request of the Nets. He gave a wish list, Phoenix and Miami. It's a short wish list. It might be a little deeper, but all we know is Phoenix and Miami. He better expand it as far as I'm concerned, if I'm the Nets. But anyway, Mark Spears, one of my good friends, longtime NBA reporter, does a great job, great brother, works for ESPN now, the Anscape, formerly the Undefeated. He reported over the weekend that the Warriors are interested in a reunion. Now, he didn't say it's happening. He didn't say they're going to break the bank to make it happen. He just said they're interested. That could mean they really want to get it done. Or it could mean they just doing their due diligence and place a call to the Nets and say, hey, what would it take to get KD? But beyond that, Marcus Thompson, another good friend, good brother, does a terrific job covering the Warriors and all sports for the Athletic, mainly the NBA. He had a story today saying, yeah, a trade is unlikely to bring KD to the Warriors. But he did say that the superstars, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, have been in touch with KD. Now, what y'all talking about? I mean, I get it, your friends, you spent 3 years together, but I know these NBA relationships. You might be friends while you played, and you're still friends. But a lot of brothers don't keep in touch like that. One player told me he was boys. He was a star. They had two stars on the team. He was boys with the other star. Always at each other's place playing video games, hanging out, kicking it. When he got traded, never heard from the other star until they played each other and they saw each other on the court again. So what are y'all talking about? Huh? And it, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with KD. I think that the Warriors, And I'm just going to throw a little something out there. Draymond Green, was he dropping a hint? I mean, it was just a week or so ago that he went on his podcast and gave us a heaping helping of revisionist history. Oh, the media, the outside, they didn't respect what KD did for us. But we, in the inside, we knew. And I do know that they knew he was their best player. I do know that Steph and Klay and Draymond and all the rest of them loved what KD brought to him, that he was a great player. But don't act like the outside world didn't either. The outside world is the media is the ones that voted him finals MVP twice. The media was the one saying he might be the best player in the world now. Nobody was saying that in OKC. And it was the Warriors. It was Draymond Green who was on the court getting into it with KD on the sideline saying, leave! We don't need you! Leave! We don't need you! We won it before you got here! It was Bob Myers teasing KD at the parade. He's not, you know, he wasn't here from the beginning. So don't that revisionist history won't fly, Draymond. And then he says, we wouldn't have won another championship without KD. What? You just won one. What are you talking about? Oh, you wouldn't have beat LeBron without KD. Okay, whatever. You would have beat him that year if you hadn't been suspended, Draymond. But why was, and then, let me get to this before I get to the kicker. Then Draymond says, we're going to win three of the next four championships. Now, look, I like what the Warriors have. Steph is as good as ever, if not better. Klay, I expect to be better next year, you know, really having time to get back from that injury. Andrew Wiggins, certainly I expect to be better. Jordan Poole, I expect to be better. Kuminga, all the young boys, Moses Moody, Kevon Looney, I expect him to be better too. Like, they will be better. But three of the next four rings? Three of the next four championships? The last time they did that, they had Kevin Durant. So I'm just thinking out loud, folks. I'm just wondering, was Draymond throwing out all this revisionist history? Was Draymond giving all these props to KD? Was Draymond making all of these incredible predictions because he's been rapping with KD? I mean, it's reported that they've been talking. So I don't know. But here's what I'm going to throw at you. Should Golden State even want KD back? Should they even want KD back? I mean, they want it with, they're the best team in the NBA without him. They got a bunch of young players. I mentioned some of them. Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman, Moses Moody, Jordan Poole is nice. A bunch of young players. I mean, they're set up to be good for a long, long time and still could win championships even without KD. It's going to be tougher next year. I mean, they got a few injured teams. Ja Morant missed half of that series in the second round against Memphis. Denver was banged up, right? No Jamal Murray, no Michael Porter Jr. in the first round. So Tim Hardaway Jr. even missing for the Mavericks. Wouldn't have mattered, but still. So it's going to be tougher for Golden State to win it. So here's the question. Should they even want KD? Now I know all you Steph fans out there, and y'all know I rock with Steph myself. You're saying, no, 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 no. We want Steph to keep winning without KD. Prove he's better than KD. prove he can keep winning without KD. We want more finals MVPs for Steph. That's fair. I mean, I kind of feel the same way. But if I'm the Warriors, let's just keep it real. Would Kevin Durant make you better? Yes. You're great without him, and you were great without him. But he made you better. He made you better. Would you win the championship almost for certain if you stay healthy with Kevin Durant? Yeah. And what is the purpose of the business? What is the goal? It's not to just be good, especially when you already got four rings in the last 6 years. It's to keep winning, to win. And I got to be honest, as much as we talk about, is Steph top 10? Is he the best point guard ever? I don't think Steph is staying up at night worrying about that. He knows his legacy is set. He's a Hall of Famer. He's top 75. He's top. I got him second best point guard. He's certainly top three, top four, top five. Some people, I got him in my top 10 all time. Some others do. Even if you don't, I mean, it's not official. There's no official top 10. We just bumping gums. We just yapping. We just throwing out stuff we can talk about. There's no official top 10. So does Steph really care about that? Heck no, there's no official list of the best point guards. I mean, some might think he's better than Magic already. So Steph shouldn't stay up at night worrying about all that. The tangible stuff, rings, Hall of Fame, that's what he should be worried about. And he's already setting that stuff. So if he wants more rings, he's proven he can do it without KD. So why? Look, I got to be honest. Why not bring KD back? He'll be humbled. He'll just be happy to be back. Now, he's going to take a lot of flack. Yeah, we'll get to whether or not he should want to go back later. But I got to be honest. If I'm the Warrior, I'm not trying to give up a ton. I would give up Jordan Poole, sign Jordan Poole, so the contracts work, trade Jordan Poole. I'd hate to give up Kuminga, but you got to give up a few of those young boys. I would want to keep Andrew Wiggins. That's the name that's been out there. I would want to keep Andrew Wiggins because I want his defense. So bottom line is this. I may not want to see it. I like to see Steph continue to chase history and chase rings without KD. I'd like to see KD somewhere. Heck, he should stay in Brooklyn, but I'd like to see KD somewhere. Can he win it on his own? Lead a team, his own team, to a championship? That's interesting to me. But if I'm the Warriors, if I'm the Golden State Warriors and I want to rack up 5, 6, 7 rings, then I want to bring KD back. Simple as that. Yes, I would want to bring him back if I'm Golden State.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number three of a 4th of July show. We hope everybody's enjoying the holiday. Hope you got some ribs, some hamburgers, some hot dogs, some sausage, some potato salad, potato chips,
I do have,
soda, and for Alex, some kale, some spinach, some spring mix salads.
Wow.
Some arugula.
Wow.
Arugula.
Some fruit.
I'm there for that.
Oranges. Yes.
So what do you pears. Put on the grill? Beyond Burgers? Did you put that on the grill, Alex?
So, fun fact, no, I actually went up to Crestline on Saturday, and I actually did eat some meat. Don't tell anybody, but I did.
You know, he sounds a little sluggish.
No, you did not.
I did.
It's still sitting in his stomach, he said.
It's not going anywhere for another few days. My stomach is like, what are we doing?
What are we doing, bro?
That steak I had last week has been traveling with me for 2 weeks.
It's probably going to still be with you until you get back, too.
All right, what'd you eat on Saturday? Hold on. What'd you eat?
Gosh.
I want to hear this.
So I went up to Crestline, one of my old bosses. He has a beautiful cabin up there. I haven't seen him in a few years because of COVID and everything. So he's like, come on up. I'm going to barbecue and grill. So I was like, all right, man, that sounds good. I didn't expect to eat anything, but they spent like hundreds of dollars on these baby back ribs and all this just like top of the line ribs. Dude, I'm telling you, Rob, I smelt them. And this says a lot if I was actually intrigued. So I sat down. I ate like 2 rack of ribs myself. It was amazing.
No,
dude.
You did not.
I did.
You did not.
2 racks of ribs. We had potato salad. They had their own little dishes on the side. It was unreal, dude. Unreal.
Did your clothes immediately get tight, from the meat intake?
Yeah, I had the meat sweats all night during the fireworks show. It was great.
Wow. Chris, two racks of ribs?
I know.
You made up for all those years of being a vegan.
The best part is I could have kept eating, too. I'm glad I stopped myself.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you
Did you bite them, or did you just inhale them?
You know what, Alex?
Huh?
Why don't you just come over to the dark side, man?
I can't.
Really, just look. You saw what you've been missing.
It's all good. It's okay.
Come on over.
Chris, stop it. It's a vacation.
Look at, he's tempted. He's like, Chris, no, leave me alone. Chris, don't bring it up.
Hey, Alex, I do want to tell you one thing. You know, from Adam and Eve, right? How do you know that Adam from Adam and Eve wasn't black?
How's that, Rob?
Because a black man wouldn't give his ribs to nobody.
Oh, my gosh.
He actually was black.
That's actually funny.
I'm going for the rib joke. That's all, Chris.
That's actually a funny joke. I know Chris don't like it, but that was funny.
That's funny. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, let's get into the hoop talk, Rob. Should KD want – okay, first hour, you missed it. We did should Golden State – because you know there's reports out there that the Warriors are interested in a reunion with KD. And so we talked about should Golden State want to bring back Kevin Durant. And, you know, let's have you share on this. This hour we wanted to talk about should KD want to go back to Golden State. Now, I think it's unlikely and long shot and all that. But let me ask you – first, do you think Golden State should even want Kevin Durant back?
No, and I think that the NBA should step in to stop it if there was even a chance of it. I really do. I think it would be bad for the league.
You can't be serious.
I do. I'm dead serious.
They can't do that.
I'm dead serious.
But they can't
serious. I think it would be – no, but I'm just telling you, I think it would be bad business and bad for the league if KD rejoined the Warriors. I'm just being honest. I think it would be bad for the game. I do.
Well, hold on. They ran through the finals. We know 4-0, 4-1, right? But they almost got beat by Houston in the conference finals in 2018. It went 7 games. If Houston doesn't, you know, Chris Paul doesn't get hurt in game 6 and 7, then who knows? Maybe Houston wins that series. They were up 3-2 going home.
Yeah, you know? I just think it would be a bad look for the league, bad for KD to return there. That's just my personal feeling looking at, you know, what they have there, what's going on. I just think that that is not the place that would be good for basketball. Not that the Warriors
That's from the league's perspective. But what about from the Warriors' perspective?
No, I wouldn't bring them back
either.
If you're the Warriors, you wouldn't try to bring them. No, I think that ship sailed, and you know, you won with them 2 out of 3 years, and feel good about that. And you're on a new thing, and you got some young players. I just wouldn't empty the cupboard and give away all these young players that you've got and you've now developed, with the idea of KD rejoining the team. I wouldn't do it.
I would. If I was Golden State, I hear what you're saying, and I would not empty the cupboard. I wouldn't just give up whatever the Nets wanted, but I would want to bring him back. And I hear, look, there's a, you know, I like Steph. There is definitely, from my personal perspective, I'd love to see if Steph can win more rings without KD. And I'd love to see KD go somewhere, or really stay, to be honest, in Brooklyn. But, you know, try to prove he can lead his own team, right? I'm with that, personally. But if I'm Golden State and I'm saying, look, I want to win as many championships as we can. And if we bring – we're a good team. We're the best team right now. Maybe we can win it again next year. But they're not head and shoulders above everybody else. With KD, to your point, they would be, seemingly. And so they could win. Who knows how many more rings they could win. So I got to be honest. Now, I'm with you. I would not empty the cover. I don't think I'd give up Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins and some of the young boys. I would try my darndest to keep Wiggins because I need him for his defense. But I would give up Jordan Poole and some of the other younger guys. But I would do it just to try to win more. But, you know, some callers made some other good points, though, Rob. They said, look, KD's going to be 34 when the season starts. And he's been injury prone lately, right? 90 games over the last three. And that's something to think about. So that's a good point to me. But let me hit you with the other question that we want to discuss in this segment. Was should KD, and I think I know your answer, should KD want to go back to Golden State?
Well, I don't think he should, but given the way that he's responded and acted, it doesn't seem like he cares about his basketball future, about how people look at him, his legacy. I think he's thrown that out the window. I really do. Wow. I don't think people, and I said this before, Chris, and I'm going to stand by it. Basketball wise, I think he's lost basketball respect in the community. I've talked to some former players and some people, you know, off the record, just right. In conversation. And most of them just say they shake their head at him and can't believe what he did. And this notion that he wants to go to either Miami or either number one seed. Like they just said, who is this guy? Like,
does he want to compete? Does he
yes.
want to compete?
Yes. You got to question it, Chris, right? You got to question it.
No, you do. And you know, KD's always saying, I just want to hoop. And I really think, Rob, because if you look at some of his statements, it's like he just wants to play. You know, it almost seems like he's got this idea in his mind of kind of mastering the game. You know what I mean? Devoid of winning. Whether you win or not is not the key. It's have you mastered the game, the jump shot, the ball handling, the passing, the reacting under pressure. It almost feels that way. But unfortunately for KD, that's not how we look at it. That's not how you keep score, right? So to answer the question, no, I don't think KD should want to go back to Golden State. Someone told me today that they believe he is interested in it. He'll consider it. There are reports, Rob, there has one report at least, that he has been in conversations with Draymond and Steph and Clay. They called it the Warrior Stars, but that's who the Warrior Stars are. So I don't know. I mean, to your point, though, Rob, if he's considering, I'm not saying he is. I was just told this. I don't know if it's true or not. If he's considering it, though, then to your point, like I do think KD has said, if he's considering it, he said, look, it can't be worse than when I went there in 2016. I've already caught all this flack now. I've been exposed for having a burner account. Like, maybe he's like, there's nothing people can say about me that's going to bother me anymore. Or at least, you know what I mean?
I disagree from this. You might be right, but you remember Draymond Green was the one who called him the B word won without you and all that. I mean, there's just so much there to unwrap, Chris. And when you pull off the skin from the orange, it's going to be rotten on the inside. I can't fathom doing that and going back to a spot that even joked about it. When they put up the new building, they didn't even include him in the Greatest Warriors videos. Right. He wasn't even included. You're going back there?
See, I wouldn't. If I'm KD, that wouldn't be my issue. Although that's a good point. I mean, for them not to put him in the video is crazy.
That's crazy, Chris.
But I think if I was KD, my reason for not going back there, I mean, one, I'd want to go somewhere and prove I could lead my own team. And I think that's what, like you've said, you've talked to former players. That's what guys want to see, right? At least you try.
That's all that's left in his contract, right? In his career.
Right.
And that's all that's left. We know he's a great player.
Right.
We know that he won championships. We know all that. There's just one last thing to do.
Right.
And that was lead your team to a championship and win a championship in a franchise that had never won. That speaks volumes.
Right. And that's why I wouldn't worry about what happened in the past. Obviously, he and Draymond have mended things, and they're fine. But I would, just like you said, I would want to show that I can win it elsewhere, or at least try. And I think, Rob, if he were to go to the Warriors and, say, win two or three more rings, I mean, look, he'd get love. Obviously, you got that many championships. And we all, like you said, we know he's a great player.
It would be discounted.
It would just be like he would forever be known as a second guy. Even if he's the best player. Because he's not the leader. He's not the culture setter. It's not his own team. And while people maybe could have dismissed them winning it in 2015 to some degree, right? You can't dismiss them winning it after you left. So I think he would just go down, Rob, as an all-time great for sure. But, you know, as the second guy. Like, he would be viewed as a Robin. Kind of like Scottie Pippen. Even though he's better than Pippen, Pippen is viewed as, you know, they call him the greatest Robin ever, right? To Michael. And I think that would be his legacy. But I don't think he'll do it. But Rob, again, is there a better place out there than Brooklyn?
No. There is no place. I don't even get it. It doesn't make sense. It's Meshuggah. It's crazy, Chris. No, there is no better place. Nobody in the East. Boston made their run. Okay, we saw what happened there. Are they going back to the finals next year? I'm not convinced of that. Milwaukee won a championship. That was good. Okay. Am I convinced they're going back? Miami.
Right.
They were in the Eastern Conference Finals
again.
They
don't have as much talent as Brooklyn.
I just don't see it. Right. I just don't see where they're cut off and there's no way that they can make a run. You know what? That would be different. Right. I don't see that.
Right. Right. Nobody would be criticizing KD if he were on a bad team. And I get, look, Kyrie's a wild card. We know that. But he's got 1 year. My thing, Rob, is at least give it 1 year. And then if it doesn't work out again, then, you know, nobody's going to – I don't think people would say anything if he wanted to move on. Right? If he were 35 or soon to be 35 and he said, look, I gave it a shot, right? It's just not, you know, in the cards here. I want to compete for a title my last few years.
Right. Yeah. But you'd have to do that. You'd have to compete this past year first.
Right.
Because then at that point, maybe Kyrie, the wheels all the way fall
right.
off
maybe does
or something
else
happens.
Crazy.
Right, right, right. And then you could say, okay, This is ridiculous. This doesn't make sense.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Let's
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome in our next guest. He's a former NFL tight end, now a studio host here at Fox Sports Radio. Also the host of the Pac-12 Apostles podcast, our man, George Reister. What's up, brother?
Happy fourth. What up, man? What is
up? Now, you have told me you are a master on the grill, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir. Well, so actually even more so the smoker than the grill.
Oh,
that's different. Ain't nothing like smoke ribs, man. What's not a 4th of July smoker?
Did you get busy today on the smoker?
No, I did not, because I actually just got back in town last night. I got back home about 6-7 o'clock last night. I was on vacation for 8 days. So then today was. It was not happening. Today was a rest and recuperation day.
You know, our engineer Alex is on the smoker too, but I think he's talking about weed, not about me.
I see how it is, Rob.
Lay off the weed.
That's right.
All right, George, Pac-12 Apostles. Uh-oh. My guess is you're changing that name because the Pac-12, what to make of the Pac-12? So yes. What do you think of these, I mean, the big news, USC, UCLA going to the Big Ten?
First thing is, this was sad for me. It was really sad for me because Pac-12, all the teams in some level have been invested in this conference since for 107 years. And I played in the Pac-10 when it was the Pac-10. And the rivalries and all of that. So, like, kind of the death of that was kind of sad to me. But then it goes back to something we talked about on the podcast for a long time, is that this is the leadership's fault. This was Larry Scott's fault, who I call Larry Michael Scott, because he ran the Pac-12 like it was Dunder Mifflin paper. And it was terrible. And then some of the presidents of the schools, they enabled him, namely the president of Arizona State. They kept backing them, bad decision after bad decision. And now you're in a situation where it became untenable for the LA schools, USC and UCLA, to stay in the conference because they want to compete for championships. Even my Oregon Ducks, Washington, they may be the next teams into the Big Ten.
Well, where do you think they'll go? You think the Big Ten?
Yeah. I'm it's all
they're holding off right now, though, right? The Big Ten. They're looking
They are waiting on Notre Dame to make a decision because Notre Dame's choice then impacts the next Pac-12 teams that they want to come in.
Right.
So if it's Notre Dame, then Notre Dame has a natural rivalry with Stanford.
But
Stanford in football and in terms of TV, media, and all that stuff is actually a zero. I mean, it's obviously a great university, one of the best and most prestigious. But when it comes to television ratings and money, which these moves were made for, Stanford's a zero.
You sound like an Oregon grad.
No, that was the truth. Either one of you guys. Now, you guys have the pulse of sports fans. If people have the choice of watching an Oregon football game or Oregon basketball game or Oregon's women's basketball game or watching a Stanford game in any of those, who are people going to choose?
Nah, I'll give you that. Oregon just plays a more exciting brand. There's no doubt.
But George, let me ask you this. The schools, okay, we understand football's played once a week, you know, and you can make a road trip. But what about the rest of the kids and students if they're playing a volleyball game at Happy Valley on a Tuesday night? How in the world could you go to class?
The only reasonable way to do this is for all the sports to have chartered travel. To where they're flying private essentially.
Oh, but hold that, on.
No, no,
do you
no,
think that's going to happen?
No, that ain't gonna happen.
I don't know.
Especially
if it's
for
going
the lacrosse
happen.
Team.
I'm saying that the only.
It's not happening for the wrestling team, my man.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm saying that the only reasonable, because the reality is that this move also signals, because a lot of the conferences, the majority of them until the last, you know, 5 or 6 years with the most recent conference realignment, have been geographically based to where the longest flight that you make it is like 3.5 hours, but the majority of them are either puddle jumps or two and a half hours.
Right.
And now, like you guys mentioned, it's become totally untenable for non-revenue generating sports. So for the lacrosse team, for volleyball, for softball, for baseball, you know, and it just shows.
So what do they do?
That it's not about student. They are turned it into professional sports, except for players.
Right, but again, that's for the football and basketball players. What about, as you mentioned, the non-revenue generating sports?
They are going to make those players suck it up. Their academics are going to suffer.
That ain't good.
Aside from flying them private or charter flights. Aside from doing that, the only other reasonable aside from that is to schedule them that way that they are on the road for, you know, a week and a half.
Right. And they would play all the teams in that area. That's probably what they'll do, and they'll try to have them take virtual classes.
It would have to be a 2-week road trip, to try to justify it.
I don't think they'll be that long.
And how are you supposed to be doing school in an optimal way?
Right. Well, let's go here, George, quickly. What do you see college sports becoming? I mean, you see 4 super conferences or what?
You're going to end up with 2 or 3 super conferences, and those will merge into 1 super conference that will be, you know, a professional league. It will have its
own commissioner. You might have – how many teams do you see?
65.
Okay, so maybe 2.
I'm sorry.
almost two conferences, so like have, AFC, NFC, that type of thing.
Exactly. So you're going to have the Pac-12, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and the SEC, all of those. So that's 64 teams plus Notre Dame and plus BYU. So
right.
Then that's actually 66 teams that are going to be governed by one commissioner who is going to preside over it, because the NCAA has no teeth. Nobody pays attention to their investigations. And by the time they're resolved, everybody who was a guilty party is already gone. And the people
right.
who, and then the people get left holding the bag who had nothing to deal with it. So once they
are you mad
get their
at that,
commission,
the super, the basically a one or two super conferences?
Oh,
I'm not
no,
really mad
no,
at that.
No. I actually appreciate that. But I do want people to understand, because the players
that only works
get
for
a
football,
bad rap.
Too, though.
Yeah. Oh. Only the players are getting a bad rap with NIL and the transfer
right.
portal. They're like, oh my God, they're killing college sports. But it was the coaches who
right.
started it, and then
absolutely.
Now the universities who keep chasing money instead of the well-being of the student athlete and the well-being of conferences and regional matchup
absolutely.
History and all of that.
Absolutely.
And now the players are like, no, I gotta go get mine too. If you're not going to care about me, I got to care about me.
We got to run, brother. You'll be on the radio tonight, correct?
Oh, no.
No, you're
sir.
Off. Okay, okay.
I am,
well, give
I'm
us the
today.
Info about
this
your show on Sirius, though. Give us the – well, we appreciate that.
Yes,
give us the info
you.
About your show where people can find you during the week.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Mad Dog Sports Radio Sirius XM Channel 82, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern time. That's where you can find me tomorrow night and the rest of the week as well, and every other weeknight.
All right, that's our man George Reister.
Right,
we appreciate the knowledge, brother. Enjoy the
yes,
fourth,
sir.
The rest
right.
of it.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.